Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Hey. First things first.
So, yesterday, as you will have seen, the MK party decided that they're going to redeploy their SG, Flo Chibambu. He's going to parliament. He is no longer the SG. And depending on who you ask, it's a beginning of the end. Before I get to that, though, I want to play you an interview where Flo Chibambu was speaking to Newsroom Africa's Ziyanda Ngcobo. This was just last week. And this is what he had to say regarding his trip to Malawi.
And one thing which I never apologized on and I will never apologize on is when I went to see Prophet Shepherd Bushiri and he said, let's go to church. I said, I will go to church. I'm like those who say that I am glad when they say unto you, let us go into the house of the Lord. There was just unnecessary misplaced exuberance around it because I'm not responsible for law enforcement in South Africa, one. But two, as a matter of fact, there is no court ruling in Malawi within the criminal justice system that links both countries that has instructed that he must be deported to South Africa. If there was such, he would be hiding in Malawi, then that would have made him a fugitive. But currently there is no such because I said in one other interview that if anything, the Malawian government provides security through the state to Prophet Shepherd Bushiri.
So that was his answer. And, you know, for me, listening to that, it became apparent to me, Floyd is a very, very smart individual. But he's not a politician. Doesn't understand how things work. He also doesn't understand his own role and where he is, what his strengths and weaknesses are.
Mm-hmm.
I've always believed that Floyd was great for the MK. And in fact, I thought that Floyd could rise to the ranks and lead the MK in a better way than anybody else could, right? But Floyd seemingly doesn't understand people. This answer about the Shepherd Bushiri, first of all, calls him a prophet. He's not a prophet. But anyway, let's carry on. It's not about law enforcement. It's about the perception. It's about how people feel about this guy and you are a politician that's trying to win them over. That's the first thing. Secondly, and I even tweeted him this, you know that you are currently under siege at MK. You go and you pull this move? What nonsense is that? Listen, if you are at war, you do not set a foot wrong. You don't even give somebody a whiff of a chance to go at you. Yes, obviously the Shepherd Bushiri thing happens to be a very convenient excuse now that they're using to get rid of him. But obviously we know that the Nazis have been out for him for a while. And I would have expected him to move accordingly. This, he brought upon himself, uyalunga. As much as I may love him for the MK, uyalunga, because I can't support foolishness. Yeah. I honestly cannot.
Based on that answer, to say I'm not in charge of law enforcement, I would say, honestly, I felt sad, but honestly, that response is very silly because here we are, as public figures to a certain extent, we're not in charge of law enforcement, but we would know better than to associate with a person that's currently standing trial and is to be extradited back to South Africa. There is no judgment, but there is a pending case to bring him back. And he is a fugitive of justice because he left straight after he was granted bail. He was supposed to remain in his magisterial area to report every single week. He was not supposed to be in Malawi. We do not know how he got to Malawi in the first place. So honestly, no, that response, I think that's what gave it away.
Even the way he spoke like somebody who's very secure in his position. Very, very arrogant. Hey, man, those words are only reserved for people like Julius Malema. When I was telling a single sort of laugh, MK. You know, we're telling a single sort of. At any time, Mama Zakala. And they showed you Zakala, gonna be a pies.
Street smart versus book smart.
Bruh.
That's literally what it is. And you're right. When you look at the situation, it becomes an.
Uncle Tito asked him before Uncle Tito passed away.
Because first and foremost, as you say, it has been out there that you have a bullseye on your back. Why are you giving people any ammunition? And also, I think we had forgotten about this.
Yeah.
We had forgotten about it. Then you go and you give that kind of a response and you just wake up everything and then everything starts afresh.
Yeah, it was a media drive, and probably that's what irritated them because it sounded too arrogant.
Yes, because Biskotli went in. I mean, when you also look at this to be the reason why you have been, in inverted commas, demoted, it's too silly to be really be the reason, but it means there's other overarching reasons, and this was that nail on
it's
the coffin.
It's a very convenient one. Mm. And I'll tell you what else, Paul, right? Coming to you, Saul. You see, I'm not blind to what's happening in KZN. I know that majority of the supporters in MK are only there for Zuma. I know that their support, some of it, goes along tribalistic lines. I understand that Frodo is always going to have a difficult time there, right? I get that. But what this move has now done, it's even undermined his future moves. Mm. He can't go and lead the party now because we can see that he doesn't wield any power there.
Yeah, at all. In fact, man, he's lucky, you know, he's still got a salary and he's still within the ranks, because I think earning over R1 million a year is still, you know, a good gig. But like you said, for his political prospects, because he's just proven that he's got the vocab, he's erudite, he reads, he understands the constitution and all of these things, but only on paper, because that was really a rookie move. And I hope whatever Bushiri promised him was actually worth it, because there's no ways he didn't see before going there that this is a wrong move. Dude, you're literally visiting a fugitive. He may not be a fugitive in Malawi, but here in your home country, he is.
To prove that your guy's not a prophet, he didn't see this coming.
And speaking of which, you're mentioning the writing of the Constitution. You wrote the Constitution. You should know what you should shouldn't do.
Hence I said, whatever they gave him must have been worth it.
Hey, let us know what your thoughts are.
Caesar, man. He wasn't himself. And you know, people that follow Bushiri, they're like that. They'll protect him with everything that they have. So, Liana, shame, give victim, yes, Bell. I'm fanolo aloyo.
I get, then he's weak.
Ish, not Caesar saying was killing a single sort. Yeah, but I'm very disappointed in Floyd. You know, I was hoping that him moving away from the EFF, going to MK, it's the revolution, it's a change, you know, because we were all scared of dictatorship there in EFF, you know. But I'm very disappointed. Yeah,
I know. Nambanda, I had high hopes for him.
I call that ANC residue. Labantu laba problem lab. Labantu babuya le ekhaya le bayi problem bonke nje. Uyabona nanga umuntu sekabonisa ama true colors, ama true original colors yiwona lawo. Not even made in China, made in the ANC. Yiwo la makhala lawo eswaziyo ke thini. Okuba arrogant and disrespectful and very intentional when doing so. Siyabonga Floyd for proving yourself ukuthi uyini.
Hey.
Awena uFloyd Shibambu ne intesele manje ukuthi a resign and then ayojoin radio station. Yeah, ayojoin a radio station abe host kube mnandi because uzoyaphi. After like MK uzoyaphi. Bayamchitha phela manje kancane kancane. Oyaphuma. Uyabhayiza naye. Abahlukane nalo Bushiri wabo. Abamiyeke lo Bushiri wabo. Kusho ukuthi uFloyd udla noBushiri ke kule fraud ayenzayo. Sizathini ngoba nako phela usho lento azishoyo. Avele ayiresign or alinde bamxoshe then ayo join radio station.
Kazifi ke le radio station. You see, what I'm against is unforced errors. You know, for example, that Ududuzile doesn't like you. She said it to you. She sworn at you in public. You know that there's infighting. You just didn't need to give them any further reason.
When he sees the world, yo, Floyd Shivambu, what a fumble. What an epic fail. Reputational risk management 101. He was supposed to actually act like this thing. He didn't know about it. He was just in Malawi. I mean, like, actually, did he even consult the leadership of MK before going? I just think he became too arrogant and he thought he is very high up in the MK. And he actually forgot Duduzile's got his father's ear. And it has just proven now, after this is downhill. And I mean, like, I'm sure Julius Malema is laughing there. So, yeah, serves him right. Good for him.
Oh, boy. So, I got a text from a friend of mine, Kenny. He says, you know, he's academically wise, but politically foolish. Mm. Oh, man. I am so disappointed. I had high hopes, brother. So disappointed.
Floyd. This guy was very egotistic, and right now they're showing him Nguti, your ego won't take you anyway, because Pegamanji is being demoted. Well, D. Floyd in this case. Azkali, Azkali.
Even the DA was tweeting with glee.
D. Floyd, yeah.
Yeah. Read the Floyd.
Yes.
Dumelang. Guys, now when I saw the news star Mzwane Lemanyi, kare, zizo khalela omunye. I did not go through that statement or whatever or why he was removed as an MP, blah, blah, blah. Mare katiba kare mo, hongkhalifutha mona bona hongkhalifutha hona le ho ngwetsala bona he ziyamlilela ziyamkhalela ku loudspeaker ona ya kai hey
I think this was a strategic move by the MK party. I also think they were in on it, because why didn't they just fire Floyd then? But now they are redeploying him to parliament. So meaning that if he's a member of parliament, he can visit Bushiri. Is that what they're actually saying? I think that it was all a move, but they were in on it because they didn't want to send him to parliament from the beginning. So let's read between the lines.
And to add on to that, it's sad for South Africans that somebody who thinks it's okay to fraternize with fugitives of the law is now going to be a lawmaker. Even worse, could be sent and assigned to the JSC, where they appoint judges, yet your integrity is in question.
Sasho, the rise and fall. He got saved, shame. Arrogant thing, Gaga. Not we will be part, or feel like not be bumming with as a MK part. Ooh, I saw it as a popular MK part. Sasho, Maga crosser the floor as an eye. Woody is as a PV.
So I've long said, right, that when Jacob Zuma dies, MK will probably disintegrate. And if things were done well, perhaps if he stayed alive long enough, Floyd would be able to build around the party that there's structures that will keep it going afterwards. Mm. After this, there's no hope. Pelile manje. Yabona nje now.
It's really so sad to see such black intellectuals like Floyd Chibambo subjecting themselves into such disgust. We all know that ANC is dead. MK, even if me, the common voter, wanted to vote for MK, after what Floyd did, really now, come on, man. A lot of people are in pain because of Bushiri's conduct, and here you are endorsing this false prophet. Maybe Floyd, because of his career now, political career is dead. Maybe he wanted to open up his church and then he wanted to be endorsed by Bushiri, but overall, Floyd, wrong move, chief. You're out of order.
He's not even a church guy like that. If this was a movie saying it, then maybe I'd understand.
I know, guys. I just want to say immaturity of your show is on another level. You always approach things from a different angle at all times, because I think most people have forgotten about that interview, and Floyd displayed arrogance when he replied to that question. And you are right, as a politician you manage perception, and he should have handled that interview a bit differently. However, I do think Uguti, he's got a lot to add to a parliamente. And I do wish him all the best. But it's that thing that Umpo is saying, book smart versus street smart. I am shy.
No Floyd law, and Imbonai, Floyd that has always been Floyd. And I started about glossing this guy with some accolades that deserves partially. But yo, his reaction is very surprising. This is Floyd. What was why? I'm not surprised Galen to Floyd ANC that. Like, this is expected. It's very much expected. Minafuti, I would expect him to go back to EFF. That wouldn't surprise me. So, Zongkales Ntole's reaction in AI is very strange. Come on, guys. Come on. This is Floyd. This is obvious.
I get EFF again, they'll never accept him. I can tell you that one for sure.
Betrayal.
Yo, Floyd, ne? As is a strategy, but he paripar. No, me paring a keleza, no me paring a one in you, he paripar. Upule imuvi parida piano. Who's quasen a self home cont? Who's quasen a self arakale? About 2 days, there was no way bebanga me, Rizel and Dianzi. So I was thinking in some sweat. Hopefully, I'm Azuzo recovering or Rabuile Kai, EFF, but Nakona some team.
I wonder when they say a friend who is a backstabber. Jacob Zuma, shame, I give him my head. I don't know how these people keep trusting him when they know what he's going to do. They were using Floyd because they wanted to get a constitution done. So they done using him. was just a puppet, and he became arrogant and turned his back on his original people. Now, to take him to parliament is just to get rid of him. But even there, they will find fault, and eventually they're going to expel him. The sad part is then he gets, Zuma gets, he's in like a person who doesn't like Floyd to announce his defloydment. Shame, man. I know. But, well, every dog has his day. I'm sure Juju must be smiling.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.